Peter Zalewski is in the Breakfast Club. He is a business futurist, and this time he's talking tech. Maurice, thank you so much for coming into the Breakfast Club again.
My absolute pleasure.
Technical punishment, aren't you?
Absolutely. Especially after hearing that last report.
But there's still plenty of money around, I guess, for people to spend on mobile phones, because there was a big conference recently, and they pulled out all their stops to say, well, this is the next big thing, and you should spend money on this.
Well, they certainly want people to spend money on it. They have, however, said that overall, people most probably will not be upgrading as much as they have in the past, but what they'll be buying are fancier toys. They might not buy as many mobile phones as they have in the past few years, but they might spend a few more dollars getting a few more bells and whistles.
Well,
the iPhone's a great example. I think that really that's what they're purporting. The people now really want something close to the iPhone. Mm. So whether it's the Samsung or the Nokia or any of the other brands, they want that thing that shakes and rattles and makes coffee.
And when you throw it horizontally, it all fixes up itself according to the way you're looking at it.
Yes, it does.
I did that myself a few months ago. I bought Nokia N95. I could have waited for the Nokia N95, but I wanted it to... record, you know, sound, be able to record phone interviews, which mm-hmm. I've used, you know, as a journalist.
Yep.
I paid a little bit extra than I would for a normal phone, mm-hmm. but it did things that I wanted it to do.
Because
and when
shake,
you shook
rattle
it,
and roll.
Water will come out of the ear? Water will come out of the ear?
I hope not. That wasn't part of the design features that I was told.
Well, then you've been shortchanged.
Yeah, you can actually get some of those wonderful apps, too. You can get an app on the iPhone that looks like you're x-raying your hand. So if you put your hand behind it, you get this x-ray vision of it, and you get another app that has coffee as your set. So when you turn it up, the coffee cup actually seems as if you're drinking it. They're all just little widget gadgets.
What about Star Wars beam?
Oh, the lightsaber is the most important.
The lightsaber,
everyone loves
cool.
it. You wave around and go...
Go away.
We've all become a little too obsessed, maybe, with our mobile phone. Which is really...
It's
interesting.
It's time-wasting, but it's
Well, it's time-wasting, but it's become such an everyday tool now.
They're necessary. You need a mobile phone to be connected. Not just by It's not just a phone. It's a communications device that plugs you into the world.
And that's you need it to go...
And that's what's interesting. It certainly is now an everyday tool. But in Australia, particularly, we only had them in the mid-1980s is when they came in. The first mobile phone was patented 101 years ago.
Good Lord.
101 years ago.
How mobile was it? Did you need your own steam train?
Well, the string got wet if it was raining, pretty much what happened. But yeah, in the world now, we have 4 billion mobile phones in service, with a total world population of 6.7 billion people. What's going on?
Well, I tell you what, this is something that we've actually covered in the Pacific and my work on the Pacific. The mobile phone penetration, mobile phone technology is one of the single biggest drivers of GDP growth in the developing world. It's happened first in Africa. If you get people with mobile phones, they will find ways to make connections, business connections, do deals. You combine that with relatively cheap internet access. We've got villages in Papua New Guinea, in isolated areas, that are selling their handcrafts on a website to people in America.
Isn't it just an incredible world where that can happen? And certainly because that technology is a lot easier for them to deploy into those areas. They don't need the huge infrastructure for it. Now, China, which is the largest mobile phone user in the world, has 600 million users. And the second largest user is India, at 296 million.
But those guys, I mean, if you're talking about people in the villages, they won't have any use for those lightsaber thing applications.
Okay, they may well do one day.
People will actually kind of surprise you with with the uses they come up with. We think, oh, here's a thing and here's what you use it for. People will find their own ways to use it for different things that you wouldn't have necessarily seen coming.
There's a really interesting app just along those lines, which is a pregnancy app that you can get for the iPhone now. It monitors your menstrual cycle, and it tells you when you're fertile and ready to have a child, and gives you an alarm, like do something about it now, and then sends.
Isn't there a widget that did that?
Yes.
What if this happens and you're on a bus or something?
I don't know what happens if you're in the middle of a meeting or something. I don't know, but you're right. You can get all kinds of weird and wonderful, strange apps now for these things. So the mobile phone in itself is the future for many, many people. Because when we look at what's happening around us in technology, most of the things we thought technology did for us, we now want them to do in a mobile sense. Whereas before we were desk-bound to our computer, we now expect a lot of that to come into our mobile phone. Emails are an example of that. We want to be able to find our basic documents, our Word documents, if that's what we're using, or PowerPoints.
Because now we've seen what's possible.
Yeah. We're seeing what's possible, and we're getting a bit more savvy about what might be possible. So we're pushing them towards it. I can do a total presentation now out of my mobile phone. I can hook it up to a little projector that I carry around that's very light, very cheap, and now I've got a total presentation ready to go for a group.
With my Nokia, I can do it, record an interview with someone over the phone. I can take pictures of a news event, record a video, do a voice report, type up a little Bluetooth-enabled keyboard, type up a report into the thing, attach that all to an email, and send it back to my office. And it's just, it's a small little box. It's a camera, it's a typewriter, it's a sound recorder, everything a journalist needs to report live from there, and it's just a little thing the size of that. It's incredible.
There is still a big group of people out there. I mean, you'll hear this on radio talk back all the time. All I want is a phone that will make calls.
And there are. Some mobile phones forget the whole phone business.
And I think actually the phone is about the worst part of most of those mobile phones, those big fancy ones. My phone is the worst feature on is the telephone. Everything else is wonderful about it. Wonderful. So the world really is moving towards mobile applications. If we project forward, which is what I do, if we project forward a couple of years from now, you'll find that the mobile phone will be the personal PDA that we carry around with us. It will recognise where we are, it'll know who we are and what we buy, and it'll also know the store, the location we're in, and it will marry all of those things for us.
Our listeners have heard me say this before, but I frankly think that is scary. It feels like I'm being tracked. Maybe I've watched...
But it's an opt-in system.
Movies, but
it'll be an opt-in system, so it's not going to do it if you don't want it to, and it's driven by you, not by somebody else. So our marketers won't be able to get at you unless you allow them to.
Time is coming. There won't be a phone or a notebook computer. There won't be any distinction. You'll just have this device that'll carry your world with it.
And we're already seeing those. You're absolutely right. But that's true of technology all the way through, that we're not going to see a single device. We're not going to see a single device on a desk or anywhere else anymore. It's going to be some seamless, ubiquitous thing that just carries us around, moves us around.
Netherlands won't work. You want to be able to turn the damn thing off sometimes.
Now that's becoming an art, isn't it? There's a whole psychology around turning it off. I find many executives are very scared of turning off their crackberries. They just don't want to do it. One of the most joyful things you can do is turning it off at the end of a day, and especially for a weekend.
Well, look what happened when Barack Obama was told by security people, well, you can't have your BlackBerry. He basically threw a tantrum and said, no!
And now he's got one. He actually got a new mobile phone last week.
They had to make it all secure and stuff. But
Microsoft gave it to him.
Good marketing for them. They couldn't prize it out of his hands.
Yes, and he's the first president, I mean, obviously, since technology has been around, to have one.
Mm.
And this mobile phone that he's received now is one of the CIA FBI phones. It's not available to mere mortals like you and I. It's only available to secret security people.
No, we've got to wait 5 years. I'm sure it'll come up.
Absolutely. As does everything else.
I was wondering how you would come up with the world, wild, wonderful world of technology and how it might rule our lives, but it might also make it a lot more efficient. It all depends on how you use it.
We still have one thing. We have a opposable thumb, and we can use that opposable thumb to hit the off button.
And we now have use for the opposable thumb.
Mm.
Children are far better at using it than we were, because we were never brought up to have much purpose.
I've seen them texting me like, I can't, but that's blinding speed.
Isn't it? It's incredible the speed they do that at.
I think there's going to be an increase of a fucking whole RSI.
I think there is too. Yeah. But like everything, it's a matter of using it for niceness. We have to use technology for niceness.
Well, as long as people are nice, we'll have no problems.
This is true of everything.
Maurice Misalowski, thank you very much. Maurice, your eye on the future.com is your website.
That's
sir?
The one.
You at the end?
No, .au, just .com.
Maurice, your eye on the future.com. Thank you very much.
Terrific. Have a great weekend.
You too.